Hi, so I'm going to read three short pieces. Thank you. Tonight, and somehow two of them are about real estate. I apparently have a lot of big feelings about real estate, but like looking out here, I recognize some like old Pittsburghers, so I feel like you might share these strong feelings about real estate. So this first piece was published in McSweeney's last year, about a year ago, and it's called. It's about the very American, the new American dream of someday being rich enough to move back to the old neighborhood you used to live in, and my own personal secret title for it is Someday Honey Will Be Rich Enough to Move Back to Bloomfield. This is called Someday Sarah, Our Ship Will Come In and We'll Move Back to the Neighborhood We Used to Live In Before We Got Priced Out. Someday Sarah, our ship will come in and I'll buy you a diamond as big as your eye and a mink coat to rival any movie star. And then, Sarah, I'll move us back to the neighborhood we used to live in before we got priced out. Just imagine, Sarah, our own row house, the very same one we rented for 5 years for $700 per month before the owner evicted us to sell to a developer. Only this time, Sarah, the shag carpets will have been replaced with the finest and most homogeneous gray composite flooring. It will be so easy to clean, Sarah. And so neutral, it will offend no one. Just think, Sarah, soon we'll be sitting on our old back stoop, and instead of hearing a domestic dispute, we'll be deafened by the roar of the newly yet shoddily installed central air unit. Just imagine it, Sarah. You, me, and the neighborhood we lived in for years but can no longer afford. What do you think it will be like, Sarah? Will the streets be paved with gold? Will they at least have filled the pothole that once ripped the tire off your car? Perhaps they've even dealt with the rat problem. Or maybe they've retrained the rats. They're exceptionally smart creatures. To tutor children so they have the best chance of getting into the neighborhood's highly rated preschool. You remember that preschool, Sarah? The one that went in down the street from our rental, and we looked at it, and then each other, and said, "Oh, fuck," in unison. Because, Sarah, we knew what that meant. But, Sarah, when our ship comes in, it will all be different. And by different, I mean the exact same place we used to live, but with, like, slightly better restaurants and different kinds of crime. Imagine us in the old neighborhood with enough money to live in our old house and hire the most promising retrained rats to tutor our future children. I can almost see our darlings Sarah Jr. and Clarence set up in what used to be that shitty pantry where the shelves would fall if you put too many cans on them. But now that pantry has new drywall and is called a breakfast nook. And our future children are sat there with two of the most sought-after rat tutors learning the Pythagorean theorem. Imagine it, Sarah. I dare say, Sarah, that I might even be able to go for a run in my shortest shorts without that guy who rides a bike only because he got a DUI calling me a queer. And not in the cool, reclaimed way, Sarah. For that DUI bike man left the old neighborhood shortly after we did. And yes, Sarah, it is pure irony that he also moved to our new neighborhood. But someday, Sarah, our ship will come in and he won't be there to shout homophobic slurs or comment on your tits, Sarah. And on that golden day, we'll take advantage of all the little eateries and boutiques that have popped up since we were forced to leave, even the ones that seem like they don't want to sell you anything, but instead just curate like three types of vegan macarons, two shirts without price tags, and a jade plant. We will convince them to sell us some of those macarons, Sarah. And they will be delicious. Yes, Sarah, I cannot wait for that day, you and me and our future children returning to the old neighborhood like we never left, except that we won't know anyone because all our friends were forced out too. But no matter, when our ship comes in, we'll make new friends, probably with the parents from that fancy preschool. What's that, Sarah? What's that you're reading in the newspaper? Amazon is considering putting a new headquarters in the old neighborhood? Well, fuck me, Sarah. We're screwed. Thanks. So this next one is another piece of satire. It's not about real estate. But don't worry, there's another one of those. Many of you, unfortunately, will probably relate. This was also a McSweeney's piece, and it's called, "As the oldest person in this American Eagle store, what's my duty in the event of an active shooter?" It's hard not to notice I'm the only person with crow's feet in this American Eagle, but what can I say? I joined their mailing list in the 90s, back when it was actual mail, and they still haven't kicked me off. Honestly, I'm not sure if I can wear mom jeans ironically or if the double irony cancels itself out, but I don't care. I'm just here for their comfy yet butt-enhancing denim. But as I browse, I barely have time to consider if I'm too old for this wholesome yet sexy college girl aesthetic, because I'm also thinking, where's the exit in this place? And if the report of semi-automatic weapons echoes through the mall, will I, as the oldest person here, have the moral responsibility to lead everyone to safety? Of course, this isn't the only place I question my responsibility to shield the public from some crazed man-child carrying weapons of war. I have to make this call every time I visit a Whole Foods or Dollar General, a barbecue or ribbon-cutting ceremony, the symphony or a demolition derby, a Dave Matthews Band concert or a Coen Brothers movie. It's just that usually I'm not the oldest person involved, so I've got comrades in arms. If racks of hoodies or loaves of organic bread or a box of Milk Duds could be considered arms. On my way to the fitting room, I make sure to scope out the stock room since, in the event of a near military assault on the mall, Lord knows these kids won't have the foresight to take cover behind the winter shipment of adorable new woolly hats and cozy mittens that haven't been put out yet. American Eagle's target market, according to the internet, is 15 to 25-year-olds, which makes me confident I'm the oldest person to try on this super cute jumper and cements my responsibility during an act of domestic terrorism at a suburban mall. Side issue, do these overalls make my butt look flat? A mom walks in with her tween while I'm checking out the stock of bralette tops that will offer little support to my adult frame. Finally, a partner. Should the worst happen, she and I can team up in an unstoppable wall of elder millennialhood and barricade the entrance with racks of throwback bomber jackets. That or die trying, which actually seems pretty likely. Never mind, her daughter just called her a bitch and now she's dragging the kid out of here. I'm on my own again. I suppose the two ponytailed cashiers also have some sort of duty to protect? Perhaps they'll step up if a 16-year-old carrying assault weapons shoots his way past the 25% off undies sign. But honestly, who could blame a pair of teenagers for failing to martyr themselves? Me, however, this is my second go-round with flannel shirts and flare jeans. I'd have no choice but to take charge. Come to think of it, teens get a lot of school training for this scenario, a crazed gunman bursting in and killing a bunch of people for fun. So maybe we can band together Red Dawn style to thwart the domestic terrorists. And yeah, referencing 1984's Red Dawn, starring Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey, just reinforces that I'm definitely the oldest person here. Flattering high-rise jeans notwithstanding. All right, I've made my purchases of the comfortable yet trendy clothing that's kept me coming back for decades. Someone else will have to take my place as the most ethically responsible person in the store. I was thinking of stopping at Talbot's on my way home, but as the youngest person there, I'd have a responsibility to get everyone out safely in the event of a shooting incident, and honestly, I'm just too tired. Okay, this is the last one. It's a quick one. more about real estate. Also for McSweeney's, this just came out last month. I feel like I should have one of those little Netflix things going across the bottom that says any relation to real people or places is strictly coincidental. Big wink. I wrote this after spending a lot of time in school board meetings. And it's called The Only Way to Save Public Education is to Turn Every Single School in America into High-End Condos. I hear a lot of pie-in-the-sky utopian BS about education and equity and having an actual building that shields children from the elements. But when will parents and bleeding-heart liberals realize that the only way to save public education in this country is to turn every elementary, middle, and high school from Portland to San Francisco, from Pittsburgh to Iowa City, into high-end condos? How else can we be expected to handle HVAC upgrades, remove asbestos and lead water lines, and make much-needed improvements to accessibility? The sooner you realize the only way to make school buildings ADA compliant is to turn them into 8,000 per month luxury apartments, the faster we can all move forward. You wouldn't believe how much money developers are offering for those Art Deco pre-war and mid-mod era schools. You know how if you live in a gentrifying neighborhood, you get calls from people trying to con you out of your house for like 30% of market value? Well, guess what? Those guys are calling about schools too. And money talks, especially when it's 27.5% of market value and belongs to the public. Can't you see this makes sense? Can't you see shelves that currently hold children's Salto sculptures housing a whiskey collection? A flat screen in place of the All About Me pinboard? Pelotons in the school gym instead of overflow music and social studies classes? Don't worry. Many kids will get pulled out for private schools or charters, or their parents will say, "Well, I guess we're moving to the burbs. The kids left behind, we'll toss them in some trailers on a brownfield. They'll be fine." And honestly, why should we care if their own parents can't be bothered to pull them out of a failing district? Plus, the 25% of market value that the developers pay goes straight into public school coffers. That's some serious trailer money. You don't like progress? You don't like better public schools because we've closed the public schools that we're taking so many resources? Let's see you balance a school district's budget without turning all its buildings into elegant townhomes. No, you're being impractical. It's not like the buildings will disappear. Just instead of a school building that has belonged to the public for 9 decades, they'll be chic Euro-style flats for people with tech jobs. You'll still see them every day on your commute to an overpriced parochial school of a faith you don't share. And you can marvel at the way the developers preserve the building's sense of playfulness by incorporating a bespoke beer pong table in the kindergarten herb garden and turning the playground into a climbing gym. The buildings will act as a monument for something that used to be publicly owned and dedicated to America's future, but is now and forever dedicated to sleek marble countertops and 1, 2, and 3 bedroom floor plans. Please don't act like this won't benefit the youth. Where else are 23-year-olds with CEO fathers going to live? I don't get why you're so upset about this. It's clear. If every school building in America is not turned into opulent private studios, urban maisonettes, or at the very minimum, vibrant live workspaces, American public education will fail. You don't want it to fail, do you? To fix the public education problem now and forever, we simply have to transform every public school in the nation into a self-supporting, exclusive, high-class, upscale, artisanally retrofit private oasis with top-notch resort-style amenities and an elevated boutique feel. Anyway, we're in talks to sell the entirety of American public school buildings as a lot for a cool 19% of market value. Don't worry. You don't need to vote on this. It's pretty much a done deal. Public education is saved. Thank you.